Classes started in the New York City public school system today, and as of this year, all of those kids, 1.1 million of them, are eligible for free lunch. The majority already qualified because of their families' incomes, but now they don't have to do any paperwork to eat, and they don't have to deal with the stigma that free lunch can often bring. And not only that, reports Marketplace's Andy Euler, but the new policy makes economic sense, too.
Ben Kalos grew up on the wealthy Upper East Side and went to the prestigious Bronx High School of Science. But unlike many of his neighbors, money was tight.
Which meant that I was on free or reduced school lunch.
Now, he's a New York City council member and has been an outspoken proponent of free lunches for all. Because, he says, he remembers his own daily dilemma.
The truth is, I was starving, but I just preferred to go hungry than deal with the pain that came with being made fun of for being lower income than my classmates.
He says New York's program means every student gets the same meal for free. The city shuffled around a little bit of money and got grants from the federal government, making the extra cost minimal. 75% of New York public school kids were already eligible for free or reduced price lunch.
This seems to me one of those things that you justify on a cost benefit.
Amy Ellen Schwartz is an economist at Syracuse. She studies free lunch programs and says the numbers justify them, especially because there won't be any more paperwork or payments to process.
It's going to both change the administrative aspect. You know, there's less gatekeeping, less record keeping, less banking.
She says that's why other big cities like Dallas, Boston, and Chicago have made the transition too. And she says benefits show up in the classroom.
The evidence is coming in that it improves student performance for just not that much money.
That, she says, could mean a smarter American workforce down the road. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.